sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Last time we talked about a tree and its fruits from the Jesus teachings that Jesus taught about, that a tree bears good fruit if that tree is good, but a bad tree bears bad fruit, and a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. This is the teaching of Jesus from the mountain of Sermon of the Mountain in Matthew chapter 7, I have been talking about. And in verse 8, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear a good fruit. See, this is how we know people. Our behavior and our conversation, how we speak to others, how we respect or disrespect in some time. So we experience disrespect, and this is all related to how good a person is. Is there a good person in the world? Basically, no. Even Jesus said, only God is good. We are all fallen victims of the situation, sin. We are victims of fallen nature. The fallen nature which passed on to us into our flesh and blood, our thoughts, our behavior and attitude, all those came from the fallen natures of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve received the behavior natures of Satan, the evil thoughts, the sinful desires. All the corrupted natures of Satan has been received by Adam and Eve. How? Because when they listened to devil and obeyed devil, you became his slaves. We were one time the slaves of Satan. We are sinful by birth. Our thoughts and actions and behavior ever since we came to know good and evil, whichever age that's going to be, 7, 8, 9, or 10, and those days, or even 12, we are treated as children, and we have learning, we have been learning the sins, and the sin became wide open to us. So no one is going to be perfect in their behavior and actions and speech. But even then, we have good natures. We know how to respect people. A sinner also know good and evil. A sinner know how to deal with situation, how to behave, how to act, how to talk, how to give respect to authority, how to follow the law. Doesn't matter you are a saved person or sinner, you still obey the laws of the world. Otherwise, you will be arrested, you will be taken to the court, and you may end up in jail. So that happens to many people. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Now, last time, I discussed about the good fruits and the bad fruits from the perspective of the book of Galatians, the goodness of man, love, joy, peace, thanksgiving, joyful, and helping, and those kind of things. And also from the book of Romans chapter 12, all the gifts God has given in our physical nature, that how we can be good to others and our good gifts. Then we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit in Corinthians chapter 12. So, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, not everyone, verse 21, chapter 7, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. See, only who does the will of my Father. What is the will of my Father? As we go forward, we can read the will of the Father is that he sent his Son with his will, which is that we must know the Father through the Son. We must know the Father through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, who was the Word of God, who was Word which God was speaking, and He was living, He was in the Father and with the Father and doing all the work for the Father as God, Father's Word. So, you see, in the Trinity of Old Testament, there was the Yahweh. In Yahweh or Jehovah, there was the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. See, that was not completely defined in the Old Testament time, because God reveals Himself to the humanity as time and time. That means in one day or 1,000 years, God will not be able to reveal that He will be able to reveal, but it doesn't help, because the humanity need to grow knowing God. By knowing God and following God, obeying God. See, this is like a little child, a baby started walking. He first walking by holding the hand of the father or mother, and then he learned how to put each step and get the balance, and eventually able to stand up. Little by little, a little baby learn. See, the learning curve is the same thing as a human being before God the Father. The God is the Father who is invisibly directing you. He is invisibly speaking to you through the scripture He has spoken already. But at the time, in the first 1,000 years, all the scriptures were not spoken. It was given time and time as there is someone wanted to follow Him. If there was nobody following God, who is He going to speak to? So if you are a father or a mother, you will speak to your children if they are walking with you. If they are far away distance with you, you want to call them on the phone. Nowadays, that's a thing, but there were times that you need your sons and daughters near you to speak to them. So the same way, there was no way God was able to communicate all the things in the scripture which He has spoken in the 66 books was not given at one time. It was the revelation of the scripture itself, and the revelation of God itself was given by time and time. In the first 1,000 years, then the next 1,000 years, and then by 4,000 years, God sent His Son through the virgin girl named Mary. So the virgin Son came as it was promised 4,000 years ago, but it took certain time, preparation, the family, and the people who are ready to adopt or accept Him. And by the time the Son of God came to His own people, the people who the family got chosen was Israel or the tribe of Judah, right, as the descendant of Abraham, now rejected Him. See, Jesus was rejected first by His own people, but only a very few people, a remnant of people, followed Him. And that's the people He is speaking to at the time. This 2,224 years ago, Jesus was in the earth speaking to the people in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and Galilee, those regions. And when He was speaking to them, He told them, look, if you call Me Lord, Lord, does not mean anything. Because until you do My Heavenly Father's will, what My Father's will is, you will must get to know Him. You will know your Father. How would you know your Father? Number one, you need to know that you are a human. You are a fallen victim of sin, and you are committed. You need to submit to God and say, Lord, I am a sinner, forgive me, and follow the way, truth, and life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no one come to the Father without Me. Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 7. No one come to the Father without Me, because you need a connection, a mediation, a mediator between God and you. That mediator is Jesus Christ alone. That mediator is not his mother, not his father, the earthly father or mother, nobody else, only Christ himself. Because you are given the way, truth, and life. The way is Jesus Christ, the truth is Jesus Christ, and the life is also Jesus Christ. Because the life came from Christ, and the truth he came to tell us, Satan was telling you the lie. In the Garden of Eden, Satan told a lie, falsified, corrupted Adam and Eve, and made them in his line, and finally made them to sin, commit a sin against God. And that's why we are here right now. So we have to obey God. How do we obey God? By knowing Jesus Christ, by knowing God's only Son. That way, he is the one who saw him. He was the one who was with him. He was the one who was sitting with Christ, with Father. He was the one who creations with the Father. He was the one who was working with the Holy Spirit and Father. So you don't know anything about God until you know about Jesus Christ. Like everybody else, the world says, oh yeah, God is there. There is a big power. There is almighty power. We hear all these noises and thundering and lightning that and all those things and, you know, the mother nature and those all kind of false philosophies and thoughts which were spread basically a lie from Satan, which is continuously following and following and following by people. Now, if anyone who wants to be right before God, you will obey the truth. And Jesus said in verse 22, chapter 7, still reading, many will say to me on that day. On that day, this is the day of the judgment when the Lord Jesus Christ will come and he establishes his kingdom physically, which is what Jesus prayed in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 onwards. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. As a human incarnation, even though he was God inside, he as standing in the position as the place of humanity, representing humanity, he is teaching his disciples how to pray. Not that he was because not God, but it was his incarnation, his place as a priest, prophet. You know, yes, Muslims say Jesus was a prophet. He is not God, but they didn't get all of it. Because he had the prophetical ministry initially, a preaching ministry, evangelistical ministry. Now, then he became a priest for his people, which when he went to heaven, he was interceding. He is interceding for his people. That's the duty of a priesthood. Now, today, Christ is interceding for his people. He is interceding to the Father for the world to be saved through his death and resurrection by believing in his name that he is the Son of God. That in through him only there is salvation. Nobody will be saved, neither Jew nor Gentile, without believing in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Lord, Lord will say to me that day. The day we are talking about is Jesus is looking forward to the time he will establish his kingdom in the earth. That will happen after the rapture. The rapture is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with the mighty voice, amen, and the trumpet of God and the voice of the archangel when he comes down in the mid-air, and those who believing and waiting for Christ, his unsaved people believing in Christ and waiting for him, will receive that message of the noise, the voice of the Lord, and they will transform and they will resurrect with a new body. And the dead in Christ will resurrect actually first. Then they will go together up in heaven. See, that's called the rapture. The saints who can be raptured any moment now. But the Lord, Father God, knows the time to send the Son. Now in the book of Romans, We see Apostle Paul, who got the revelation from God, said that, and the number of the Gentiles will complete. That's the time it has been done. Christ will return. Then after that, basically there is 7 years of tribulation. After the 7 years of tribulation, which is tribulation is the punishment of the earth, people living in the earth who were sinners, who did not follow God, who did not listen to him. Also, the person named the beast or the Antichrist, who will rule the world. God allow him to rule the world for 7 years. Then the great persecution of Israelites, which is great tribulation, the last 3.5 years. And after that, Jesus will return to establish kingdom. He will defeat Satan and the enemy and the invasion army of coming to Israel. And all those will be destroyed by the power of Holy Jesus Christ and his word. And then he will establish his kingdom. And that kingdom, then there will be people around him who lived, or he will be there at the resurrection time. And those who are resurrected from the dead also, there may be a time when the sinners who died in Christ, they did not believe in Christ, also will resurrect. See, they can say those days that, Lord, we saw you. You were preaching in our streets in Jerusalem one time, and we know you. We have done many things for you. But the Lord will say to them that day that I have never known you. Amen. The Lord did we not prophesy in your name. Lord, we prophesied in your name, and in your name we drove out demons, but performing many miracles. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. See, these are the people of corruption. See, they probably believed in Jesus Christ and God one time, and then they backed off or something. We don't know how this thing happened. This could be Christian believers, or this could be Jewish believers. We really are not sure until that time who actually these people are. But we got to be careful that we must do the will of God. And then Jesus said, after preaching this lengthy message from chapter 5, 6, and 7, written in Matthew, he said one thing, that therefore, verse 24, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The one who heard this message, or one who read this message, one who heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they did not obey, or they listened to this message. Or to them who know this, Jesus is saying, if you put them into practice, it's like a wise man who built the house on a rock. See, this is like a Sunday school story. When I share this to many people, probably, that this was a man, it's about the story of a wise man and a foolish man. The wise man built a house, as it says in continuation following, built a house on the rock, and the foolish man built it on the sand. And the rain came, the flood came, the house on the sand fall, and the one on the rock did not fall. So what Jesus was saying is that the rain come, okay, when you are built your house, the house stand for your faith in God, your foundational faith. Are you strong in faith? If you are strong in faith, you believe every word and make it practical in your life. You obey God's word and make it practice. When God says, do not lie, do not falsify, for example, and if you continue to do it, you basically did not put the word of God in practice. If you do immorality, if you do sins, sexual sins or any other sins, or lying or stealing or do anything against the word of God, that is called you did not put the word of God in practice. So there are so many people today believe that, All these things Jesus spoke 2,000 years ago. Maybe it is true, maybe it's not true. But let me say this to you. There is a day coming that you will stand before Christ and the angels of God, and they will judge you for the sinful acts, every sinful acts that everyone has done. No one can escape from the fire of God. God will do exactly what the Bible says. This is the law of God. God has this word established in heaven and in earth and in for eternity. This is the book that God is going to judge people. And there are other books as well, which is written in the book of Revelation. There is the final judgment time. All those books written about the acts or the work of the people who has committed. Every sin, everything you have done is written in the book, and that book will be read before the judgment is declared. So don't think that your behavior, our natures, our actions and our work is not documented. It is all documented. It will be documented. It was documented years ago, in the past and even today and in the future. See, somehow we have the technology to record, to do intelligence, artificial and all these things, right? Now, what do you think God doesn't have? God has everything. Information is in the world, it's in the atmosphere, it's in the air, it is already there and it can be recalled by God. God can recall everything has happened before and the events in the past. Those events will be played in front of you like a television. You will see those events you have done, you went through, whatever things you have done will be clearly shown, and then he will judge. So this is not a book which was written hundreds of years ago, right? Yes, it was started. It took 400 years by 40 plus people to complete the work of this book, which was a prophecy. The book is a prophecy, which means God foretold the events to be happening in the future through the prophets. Now, the first books, they were basically the events happened before, when Adam and Eve's creation, right before that. Those things are very conspicuous, they're written, not too much explanation, but there are. Some history of the Jewish nation is written there. History of humanity is written there. How everybody turned against God, how God sent a flood in the world and destroyed everyone. Only Noah and his family escaped. And after that, the generation of Noah's children, Japheth, Shem, and Ham, three sons, they had been married before, so that they were in the ark with their wives. They came out of the ark, they had children after they came, and their descendants is the one who we have in the earth today. Some of us, a generation, we are all the generation of three sons of Adam and Eve. Noah, the three sons of Noah. So three sons of Noah, they filled the earth, later filled the earth, and they got mixed each other as well. And today we have all these people in the world, and the ones who lived and died as well. So therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, Jesus said, and put them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. These words which I am referring here to the Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which I myself call it as a Christianity 101. It is a basic foundation. When you become a Christian, when you believe in Jesus Christ, start reading this part at least. Start reading this part, even if you didn't read anywhere else. These are the foundation of truth and how to live before God, try truthfully and righteously and obedient. Then Jesus said, the rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall. Which one? The house which was built on the rock. Because it had its foundation. It had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. That's everyone who heard this voice of God. See, everyone in the world will hear at some point the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't think that you will go from this earth without hearing it. You will get this message sometime, somewhere in your life. You may get a tract, a little booklet, or a little piece of paper about the salvation. You probably heard it through the radio. You probably heard it from the television, or you probably heard it from a place, or a message was spoken, somebody speaking, that you will not get away by not hearing it. No, you don't have to know the entire Bible. You don't have to know all the messages Jesus spoke in 5, 6, and 7. But that can be done when you hear the message, you change your mind, and you decided to accept Christ as your Savior, and then you can go and read these chapters and make it a foundation of your faith in God and Christ. And when you have a strong foundation as you build houses, now we know we dig the house like 6 feet down, maybe maximum, some huge buildings go below 6 feet, 8, 10, 12 maybe, and they're lying huge rocks and building it and do the cement and concrete and big rocks and also now steel along with it. Now, the time when this Bible was prophecy, this was written, there probably they were not using much of the steel, but the Industrial Revolution came later, and now we know the 17th century, 18th century, this Industrial Revolution and the steel big time, like high-rise buildings and everything came. Now, we are talking about just the basic foundation of a rock, just build a house. That house is you, me. We are the house. We have to build our faith in God. We are talking about our house of the faith in Christ, which is in God, which is by us, or our faith in God, which is ourselves. But everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. See, when the flood comes, the water comes, the sand wash away. No matter how deep it is, the sand moves. Even in a wilderness, in the desert, you know, the sand is moving like miles and miles, like mountains, and then it gets flat out, and then mountains rise again. So this is how it is. The rain came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against this house, and it fell with a great crash. You see, the house is falling in the hurricane and tornado and flood. You see, we have so many people losing house. Even today I saw in North Carolina on the coast, the houses near the ocean, you know, they were built and they were like taken away by the water in the Atlantic Ocean, right? So this is exactly how this happened. The Lord's word doesn't go in vain. It is not a waste of time for Christ to come to this earth, live a life and teach people and direct them to the Father, live a good life, make a foundation in Jesus Christ. I thank you for listening, and for everyone who believe in Christ and build that foundation, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.